Thank you again for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our discussion on the health of the apartment market.
Now, Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. This will be my last show on the health of the apartment market. I'm dealing with some political issues at this particular point that, as of this moment, have not been quite solidified. More specifically, in the state of Oregon, the House side of our legislative wing has passed a provision that would allow a tenant to be removed without a cause over a 90-day period, not a 30-day period. And that is a troublesome situation. If you've got a troublesome tenant that's bugging the rest of your good-paying tenants, if you can't get rid of them short of 90 days, they're going to be leaving you for more hospitable atmosphere in another apartment complex. So that is a real troublesome thing. I understand why the legislature took that thing on. They didn't want to have the tenants be bounced out every 30 days in various properties. But I'll assure you, as an apartment owner, I don't want to get rid of any good tenant. They are my lifeblood of being able to own that property. However, if you've got a bad tenant, I need to get rid of them in about 2.5 days, or I've got a problem with the good tenants around me. So as you bounce that out to a 90-day period of time, and if I violate that state, get out now, I have to pay you a moving allowance. Oh my goodness, I got to pay the bad tenant to leave. Interesting process, and give them their tenant deposit back on top of it all. That's a bad situation, but it's a very short-sighted way of dealing with it, but that's our legislature. Any state that names its capital Salem has got to be somehow into witchcraft. Okay, I love this state, don't get me wrong. I was born and raised here, and I'm probably not leaving here except in a box. But the other issue also was that rent control has been outlawed at the state level for cities, municipalities, counties, and so forth. They are not allowed to have separate rent control rules. And they're talking about potentially getting rid of that and allowing each city to put in their own form of rent control. The only thing that's going to do is absolutely cause the landlord to be at the absolute top of the market with their rent at all times. If there's a rent opportunity to be increased, they're going to do it. That doesn't help the tenant at all. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.